Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Logical Conclusions. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Spurgeon said, "Every doctrine of the Word of God has its practical bearing. Hence, you will find the Apostle Paul very full of therefores. I marvel that our excellent translators should have divided the argument from the conclusion by making a new chapter where there is least reason for it." From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, the watchword for today, stand fast. The Bible is the most practical, applicable, and timeless book I know. In order for this book to be of both immediate and eternal help to us, it has to be a book that is logical. The Bible is a logical book, but far too many readers miss the logic unfolding right before their eyes. In this particular sermon, Charles Spurgeon takes his text from Paul's letter to the Philippians. So let me use that epistle as an example. There are three logical signposts that I would ask you to look for: therefore, so that, and if then. Let's start with therefore. I've trained myself, and I endeavor to train the folks in my church, to ask this question every time they come to the word therefore in the Bible. What's that therefore? Therefore always signals a logical conclusion to a set of premises that are constructing the argument. As Spurgeon mentioned, sometimes the verse and chapter breaks can obscure this, so we must always go back from the therefore to see what the argument was. I find the word therefore used three times in this letter in the New International Version. Therefore God exalted him, Jesus, to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. Chapter 2, verse 9. What's it therefore? Because Jesus was obedient, therefore God exalted his name. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Chapter 2, verse 12. What's it therefore? Because Jesus has conquered death and purchased our salvation, therefore, this is how Christians should now live. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. Chapter 4, verse 1. What's it therefore? Because our citizenship is in heaven, we must stand firm in that hope. A second logical statement to watch for when you're reading is so that. This logical phrase, much like therefore, is telling us what comes next in light of what came before. I see this phrase multiple times in Philippians. Chapter 1, verses 10, 13, 20, and 26, chapter 2, verses 15, 19, and 28, and chapter 3, verse 21. Finally, watch for those if-then statements. These also follow the logical argument of, if you do this, then this will happen, or if you ignore or disobey this, then you can expect this to follow. I see this quite clearly in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Don't rush through your Bible reading time. Slow down and watch for these very logical and practical arguments. The Bible is absolutely full of them. By reading your Bible this way, you will be getting your doctrine directly from the Holy Spirit, which is the best way to know the heart of God. If you're interested in digging deeper into this, I've shared some other Bible studies you can try. The links are in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.